This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know, and I've heard all the Sturm und Drang about online commerce demolishing brick-and-mortar retail, right? Yes, it is an issue, but hold your horses here just one second, because there is a growing trend of online-first retailers starting to expand their physical footprints. Amazon is doing it, as you might have heard. Also, Warby Parker, which first began selling eyeglasses online, now plans to have almost 100 stores across the country by the end of the year. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains why and how retailers like Warby are making that transition.
Everlane, Casper, UNTUCKit, those are just three among the dozens of online-first brands getting physical, trying to lure in more customers.
There are people that, in buying different types of things, want the tactile experience of actually seeing the product itself.
You know, to touch that yellow dress you've been eyeing for months online. Brian Gildenberg at Kantar Retail says, but more than that, the stores are meant to serve as flagships for the online brands.
A number of brands are trying to think about how they use the store as more experience center and then sell enough in it to, you know, basically offset the cost of creating that brand experience.
And in some cases, he says, stores aren't even selling stuff. They're just providing experts to help customers shop online. Karen Herman is with Gusty Creative. She says increasingly, real estate developers are offering brands flexible leases that allow them to experiment.
To start with a pop-up or start with a short-term lease and really groom their customers and groom the market space for their product or service.
And online-first retailers have the means to do that in a smart way, says Melissa Gonzalez. She's the founder of the Lioness Group, which helps online companies go physical.
The good thing about digital natives, right, is they have data already. So we always ask them to kind of do the exercise of where is the most of your traffic coming from today?
Where do your customers live?
What are they looking at the most?
What are they not looking at? She says opening a physical store is expensive. It can cost up to $500,000 just for a pop-up. So the challenge is to curate products in the right way to make the offline feel like the online. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.